From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A couple of items cropped up this week past. The first reminded me of the generosity that was the hallmark of the radio amateur. I've spoken of this before, but this was an obvious sign for all to see. A retiring amateur had his working boat anchor and collectible 1970s rig put up for donation on the VK Classifieds website. By the time I saw the ad, it was already marked as taken pending collection. To that unnamed VK4, let us say thank you for being generous with something that was obviously precious to you. Let's hope your example will spark the continuation of this generosity in the future. Another item which caused me to nod in approval was carried on the Southgate Amateur News. Followers of this spot will recall that I've tried to stress the importance of incorporating current electronic technology into the body of amateur learning. Just as the new generations of transceivers are incorporating operating features such as spectrum display, software definition, and even the recent DSP is being absorbed as it is embedded into the digital design. Anyway, our colleagues in Austria have released a paper addressing this idea, according to Southgate. I've run out of internet, so have to accept the news item, rather than following the provided link to read for myself. However, it is obvious that people around the world are turning their thoughts to the evolution and growth of the hobby, by adopting the new rather than living in the past. Like the Roman god Janus, we can look in both directions in enjoying our hobby. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.